I'm Heidi Holton. Thanks for choosing this KAXE KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a National Public Radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Go to KAXE.org, and thanks for listening. Conservation Minnesota and Iowa is an AmeriCorps agency that provides meaningful work for young people in conserving natural resources, responding to disasters, and leading youth and volunteers. Its mission is to provide hands-on environmental stewardship and service learning. Joining us today to tell us more is Hollis Emery. She's the Program Director, Youth and Individual Placement Programs. Hollis, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So, you know, I mentioned there, like, what the mission is of Conservation Corps. If you were stuck in an elevator with somebody, what would you tell them about what you do?
Of course. We are an organization that's really designed to offer natural resource management conservation opportunities to youth and young adults throughout the state of Minnesota and Iowa, and then also kind of the greater upper Midwest. We do a lot of projects regionally. So we have really close relationships with public land management agencies. Years ago, we were actually part of the Department of Natural Resources, but since 2003 have been an independent nonprofit. And so we work with kind of young adults. You mentioned it's an AmeriCorps program, 18 to 25 is the typical age range, to do a really wide variety of resource management projects. And then we also have opportunities for high school students who are interested in learning more about this. So all of our opportunities are really designed to both impart technical natural resource management skills, so a great starting place for somebody who sees themselves in a career long term in natural resources and the environment, but also really impart teamwork and problem solving and skills that are transferable to pretty much any career.
Tell us about some of the jobs and what folks do when they're in the Conservation Corps.
Sure. So one of our biggest programs and one that we're currently actually hiring for is our Young Adult Field Crew program. We have crews based throughout, as I mentioned, Minnesota and Iowa. So we have crews based in Grand Rapids, Duluth, just some examples in our northern region. And members are typically with us from February to December, or in some cases from the summer, like May, June through December, or just for the summer. So there's kind of different entry points for people. Members work with a crew of fellow young adults. We start out with a pretty comprehensive training. So we'll do everything from chainsaw operation training to wild and fire response training, and then again, kind of conflict resolution, team building skills. Then members are sent out to various projects, largely within their region, but occasionally will be sent to a project, you know, maybe a couple hours away, and they'll spend the week working on those projects.
It sounds
projects
like
range.
Keep going.
I was just going to kind of a quick description of what some of these projects are, and they really range from everything from working on invasive species management, so we do a lot of buckthorn management, to maintaining trails. We work on hiking trails up north, as well as kind of maintaining some established ATV trails. We, as I mentioned, respond to wildfires. We do prescribed burns for management. So it's really varied across the term of service.
You know, it sounds like this is great experience for someone to be in the Conservation Corps. Is it a paid position, or how does this work?
It is. So while members are serving with us, they earn a living allowance. And then at the end of their term of service, through AmeriCorps, they are eligible for an education award. So for members who serve a full year, kind of February to December, that's $6,095. And that comes at the end can be used for student loans or for future tuition. So that's a pretty significant economic benefit to service, as well as the living allowance. And then the Corps provides things like health insurance, obviously workers' compensation coverage, those kinds of things.
If I were a young person and wondering what I'm going to do for the next year and had some time, what would be the hook that you would give me to say this would be a great opportunity for you?
I would say there's really something for everyone at the Corps. Yes, a lot of our positions are more outdoor-based, but we have some that are a little bit more, maybe more indoor-focused, more working specifically with agencies, more focused on environmental education. You could be on a crew that is out in the middle of the woods working on a trail project. You could pick a position that is more based in maybe the Twin Cities and working with high school students. So there's really a lot of variety. You don't need any really specific experience to join the Corps. We just are looking for people who want to give it a try and give it their best. And whether or not you decide to make a career out of natural resources, this experience will provide you with skills that you need to move on. And it's really fun. I mean, I can say that as somebody who served in Northeast Minnesota a couple years ago now, but having been an AmeriCorps member myself, it's a lot of fun. It's you really grow as a leader, and there's nothing quite like it, being with your crew and learning how to work and live together.
So it gives you credibility in terms of after, I'm imagining that people that are looking to hire young people, they may look at this choice that they made as a positive for the workforce.
Absolutely. We certainly have, I think, a bit of name recognition among organizations like the Department of Natural Resources, but even outside of the field of natural resources, it is part of, since it's an AmeriCorps program, it's national service. And so I think that's really recognizable, too, as this is a local way to do something meaningful for the country, really.
We're talking with Hollis Emery from the Conservation Corps about some of the jobs that are open, and they're looking for young people to apply for those. Hollis, you just told us that you had been in this before in northeastern Minnesota. What were some of the favorite things that you did in your time with the Conservation Corps?
By far, one of my favorite experiences was going through wildland firefighter training and then having an opportunity to respond to a few wildfires, just working with a team that way and gaining some skills that I previously, you know, hadn't really thought that I would have learned. So that definitely stands out. I think really working on trails. We did a number of kind of boardwalk projects and just things that really did require some technical problem solving. And the Corps gave us the basic training and absolutely the staff support that we needed to make sure we were doing things correctly, but also the freedom to kind of try and figure it out. And I think that really stands out to me as a time I grew in my own leadership.
Yeah, I wonder if you can talk about that, about leadership in specific, because I don't know if, like, hearing about this, you'd think about this as a way you're working in a team, but how did leadership, how did it work for you, and what did you learn for skills?
Sure. So I was in a, we do have specific crew leader positions, and that was the position that I had. So I had a little bit of prior experience. But again, I think just that I had the training from the Corps staff. I knew, you know, they were very available, as well as our project partners. But there were times where we had some basic instructions and then had to figure it out. And I think that's a really great growth opportunity. I mean, if we were doing that in a way that was safe and productive. And so it really required the four of us, you know, young people to just kind of stop, slow down, talk through some different options, plan things out, and And I think the whole point of the year is to learn how to do that. We had the time to learn how to do that. We weren't expected to just already know how to plan together. And so for me, in my role as a leader, it also meant, you know, I had people on the crew that had more experience than I did. And so listening to those ideas and kind of putting everything together and making sure that we arrived at a plan that we all liked. And even outside of the specific crew leader role, I think the crew dynamic really lends itself to anybody being able to take over or take some leadership initiative on a particular project.
So tell us more about the opportunities available here. How many positions are you looking for? Are they in northern Minnesota? Kind of someone listening right now knows someone they want to send this information on to. Tell us more about it.
Absolutely. We are currently looking for young adult members in really in any of our locations, so throughout Minnesota and Iowa. In northern Minnesota, we have crews based in Duluth, we have crews based in Grand Rapids, and a crew based at Gooseberry Falls State Park. We are also, they are not quite up this morning, but this week we will be posting for our summer start positions. So those will include positions that go from summer through December or summer only. We have a few different options. Again, that field crew program. We'll also be looking for summer youth corps leaders and youth. So AmeriCorps members who are interested in working with high school students and then looking to hire high school students who want to spend a couple weeks out with us in the woods working on trails. And we do a lot of our projects in the Northeast region.
And is the best way to go to your website, conservationcorps.org, best way to find information on the specifics of the jobs?
Yes, absolutely. Right on our homepage, kind of right on one of our, on the left, you'll see open positions. And while you're on our homepage, we have a pretty new video that sort of explains our different programs and why people choose to serve with the Conservation Corps that's worth checking out. And you'll also be able to find links to blogs and things like that that kind of help tell the story of what it's like to be with Conservation Corps.
It's Hollis Emery. You can find more information at their website, conservationcorps.org. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. This is the Monday Morning Show.